神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Mr. Wong lived in a house where there were many people.
王先生他跟一些人住在一起。
He walked every day along a crowded street.
每一天都在很热闹的街上走。
He went to his work where there were many, many workers.
然后他工作的地方也有很多同事。
He would come home along the crowded street.
回家的时候一样要穿过那很热闹的人群。
He would go into his apartment house where there were many, many people.
然后回到自己的公寓中呢，也是有很多人一起住。
He would walk into his house.
他就走进去自己的房子。
And a feeling of sadness and loneliness came over him because he was alone.
竟然有一股很浓的那种寂寞的感觉，因为他是单独一个人。
Not just alone physically, but it went deeper than that. He felt cut off.From everyone.
他不只是单独一个人的那种感觉，而是那种被隔绝的那种寂寞孤单。
You see, there is a difference between loneliness and being alone.
单独独处跟孤单是有分别的。
Now, Mr. Wong met many people.Every day.
每一天王先生都要跟很多人接触。
Or at least he passed them.
至少他也要穿过一些人。
But he was a very lonely man.
可是他心里面却是一个很孤单的人。
Now loneliness and being lonely is a state of sadness that comes from being isolated or cut off from other people.
孤单的感觉是一种难过伤心而且是被分开被隔离的那种感受。
Now, lonely is a feeling of being alone not because you want to be alone, but because you're longing for company.
孤单的感觉不是因为你自己对自己只一个人而觉得难过，而是你渴慕要有别人跟你在一起。
You might say, why is Mr. Wong with all these, that he might be able to have some type of relationship with, why is he lonely?
或许你有个疑惑，为什么王先生有那么多的这种四周围的人，为什么他会这样孤单呢？
It is not the amount of people. It is not those, many people that you might even rub shoulders with at work. But you can still be lonely.
孤单的意思，孤单的感受，跟到底你接触几个人，多少个人，或者是你跟多少人擦肩而过是没有关系的。孤单就是孤单。
You see, loneliness refers to that in our emotions.
孤单是从里面这种情绪而来的。
The state of feeling empty and desolate.
觉得非常的落寞，觉得非常的空虚。
Actually, loneliness is a negative experience. It makes you feel like there's all hope is destroyed of you having happiness.
那是一种很消极性的没有快乐的感受。
Now, alone, the word alone means being by yourself or separated from another.
所谓独处就是跟别人分开，自己一个人。
But you see, being alone.At times can be a good experience.
但是当你独处的时候，你可以有很好很享受的时间。
Sometimes our life is so crowded with people and relationships and duties to do that we just long to be by ourselves, physically alone.
有时候我们有很多责任要尽，然后四周围也接触很多的人，觉得很吵杂，我们就很渴慕要自己独处一下。
In the Bible, in the Christian Bible, is an example of a man who became very lonely.
在圣经里面有一个人物提到他成为一个很孤单的人。
He lost all of his earthly wealth.
他失去了在地上所有的财富。
He had become very ill.
他病得很严重。
His wife left him.
他的太太也离开他。
People turned away from him.
大家都离弃他。
Even some friends, close friends, when they came to see him, accused him of things that were wrong.
连那些知友、很知交的一些朋友呢，来看他的时候，也都责备他。
This man, Job, found himself very lonely.
这样的一个人，这个人叫做约伯，他发现自己处在一个很孤单的一个情况下。
Now there were people around him.
他四周围当然有人。
And even four friends that sat and would talk with him but kept accusing him.
三四个朋友坐在他旁边啊，彼此呢争相来责备他。
No one understood him.
没有人了解他。
It seemed as if only he alone could go through what he was going through.
好像他这种处境，这种很困难的处境，只有他一个人可以自己经过。
But Job found something else.
但是约伯他找到了另外一个。
He found that the God that he had served all of his life.
他在那里寻求到他一辈子都在侍奉、都在敬拜的那一位神。
Was the God that came and stood beside him through this.
到这个地步，神自己到他的身边来跟他在一起。
Now, as we look at loneliness, you know, it's a desolate feeling, the very word loneliness.
当我们谈到这个孤单这两个字的时候，他的感受是一种很荒凉的感受。
But one of the things that we have to look at, as is so many emotional problems,They're hidden way beneath, and we don't want to face it.
那基本上会有这种很荒凉、孤单的感受，是因为在心的深处有一些情绪的问题，我们从来没有去面对它。
Right now, some of you understand what I'm talking about.
当你在听的时候，你知道我在讲什么。
At least you understand that there's something there that you don't have anyone or anything.That you can really hold on to.
在这个时候，或许你就是那一个觉得你都没有任何一个人或任何一个可以让你可以扶持你，可以让你依靠的。
Now, as I said, many hide this and push this down inside of them.
很多人把这种感觉把它压制下去了。
But there's symptoms that come up like in everything else.
但是呢，那个症状是会出来的。
Those who are very lonely, deep inside, many times are very self-conscious.
那如果你是一个孤单，很容易觉得孤单落寞的人的话，那有时候你里面是很敏感的。
They don't want to be noticed.
然后呢，不想被人家知道你在那里。
At a party, they stand in the back and don't even talk to anyone hardly.
比如说呢，你参加一个茶会，很多人在那里讲话，你就躲到角落去，不要别人注意到你。
They don't want to speak at the meetings. They just want to sit quietly.
他们呢，在这个会议当中也不讲话，安静的坐在那里。
Many times they have a fear.
有时候心里有害怕。
A fear of someone finding out that they can't really communicate.
惧怕被别人看到你，然后你不晓得该怎么跟对方对话。
The fear of realizing they don't have anyone emotionally.
那种情绪上害怕你好像都没有别人跟你在一起。
Then anger may spring up inside of them.
加上来呢就是生气了。
You see, you wonder, and so they get very upset at the least little thing.
小小的事情都会生气。
Until actually it turns people away from them.
因为这样呢，所以大家都不能跟你靠近，都不想跟你在一起。
And then comes the big one, self-pity.
接下来你就会自怜。
Why aren't I popular?
为什么我这样子？
Why am I lonely?
为什么我那么的孤单？
What makes me so different?
为什么我跟人家那么不一样？
then actually there are some very extreme responses to loneliness.
那对这种孤单呢，有一种很极端的反应。
Sometimes it's in depression.
会变成一种沮丧。
Sometimes it's when people become very hostile.
有时候会变得很强烈的敌意。
Right now in America, we had a very bad situation.
现在在美国的情况很糟。
Some man and another young man murdered 9 people and wounded 3 others.
在美国有最近有两个男人、一老一少，然后杀了九个人，而且三个人受伤。
As they look back at his past, they find out that he was married several times and his wives left him.
当他们在调查他的身世的时候呢，发现、这个其中的一个杀手呢，他过去结婚了好几次，而且太太都离开他。
He had started several businesses and failed in those.
他也从事好几种事业，后来都失败了。
He was living in a homeless shelter.
他曾经住过那种流浪汉的收留所。
And it seems like he picked up this young man to go with him so he would have some sort of companionship.
后来他就找到这个年轻人、成为他的同伴。
He had deep hatred in his heart.
他里面有非常深的这种恼恨。
And I believe one of the things that was at the basis was no doubt he was a lonely man.
那无疑的他是一个孤单的人。
He probably felt nobody cared for him.
他可能感觉到没有人关心他。
So you see, it can be very dangerous when we live in a situation like this and keep pushing it down inside of us.
当你里面有这种孤单的感觉的时候，有时候会，如果你继续的压抑的话，会有很危险的一些症状出来。
Actually, many men that become heavy drinkers and women that become heavy drinkers, or maybe they get into drugs, is because they are very lonely.
不管男女，有时候因为那种很深的孤单感呢，会带来给你一些、就是会、让你养成一些酗酒或者是吸毒的这样的癖好。
But I guess one of the most serious things that may end this loneliness is suicide.
那最严重的，当一个人孤单到一个地步的时候，可能会自杀。
You know, sometimes you have sicknesses. Lonely people have sicknesses, physical sicknesses.
有时候、这种孤单的人，他同时也带着一些病痛。
This stems from this loneliness that they're constantly pushing down.
因为他们把这种孤单的感觉把它压抑下去了。
Sometimes they will have headaches.
他们会有头痛。
Trouble with their digestive system.
有时候他们的消化系统会有问题。
High blood pressure.
有时候会有高血压。
They'll have trouble sleeping.
有时候睡觉睡不好。
And as far as eating, they may be very irregular and sometimes they don't care to eat or they eat too much.
吃得很不正常，有时候吃太多，有时候不想吃。
You might say, what causes this loneliness?
或许你想说，到底什么制成，造成有这种孤单的感觉？
You see, when God made us, He made us to have fellowship with one another.
当上帝造人的时候，他是造着人跟人是有一种关系的。
It is a God-given trait inside of man.
这种人际关系是上帝给人的一种自然特性。
When God made the first man, Adam, he said, it's not good for man to be alone.
所以当上帝造第一个人亚当的时候，他自己说了一句话，他说一个人单独不好。
We were made in the image of God.
我们是按着神的形象被造的。
And throughout God's word, it talks about how much God enjoys fellowship and how much you and I are made for fellowship.
从神的话，我们也看到上帝很喜欢跟我们有一种关系，而且呢，我们也会很享受、这种人际关系。
So then, why are some people without fellowship?
那这样的话，为什么有些人他就没有办法有这种人际关系呢？
What causes this loneliness in someone?
为什么让一些人感觉到很孤单呢？
Actually, do you know one thing is our technology, all the things that we are learning in technology today?
我们知道这个社会现在有很高的科技。
Let's just take a look at the computer.
比如说电脑。
Many people work 8 hours a day on the computer.
很多人一天在电脑前面做事做了8个小时。
They don't talk to anyone.
不跟人家说话。
And they leave and they make no relationship maybe during the whole day.
所以整天八个小时就跟没有跟过一个人有什么任何的关系。
Then take our young people.
我们看看年轻人。
Who spend hours and hours before the computer and the internet.
年轻人在电脑前面啊在那里用这种网路整天都在用网路。
Their personal interaction is all mechanical.
所以所有他们一天的行为呢都是这种啊机器。
After a while, they don't even want to be bothered. They just stay right there.
所以他们这只有在机器前面就不跟人有什么关系。
Some of you have young people and children that spend so much time playing games at the computer.
比如说像你的孩子们、年轻人们呢，他们在电脑前面玩那些电脑的游戏。
That they have no time for anything else.
他们根本没有其他的时间做什么。
They don't enjoy anything else.
他们也不再享受其他的东西。
I know this because parents have complained to me about this.
我很清楚。因为很多家长来跟我抱怨他们的孩子。
You see, we lose the art of being able to communicate and act interactively with people. And so then after a while, we find ourselves lonely.
这个时代我们已经失去跟人交谊的这种时间跟机会，所以后来我们就落入这种孤单的感觉。
In many of our countries, we're what we call a transit society, moving back and forth from one place to another.
这个社会形态呢，现在呢，就是常常会搬来搬去。
We begin to lose the family roots.
这样的话，家庭的根就没有了。
And sometimes we move all the way across the country because of our job.
有时候呢，为了工作的关系呢，我们就到处搬迁。
You're not married. You don't know anyone in the city that you've gone.And you're not particularly a person that can make friends easily.
或许你还没有结婚，然后你也不晓得以后会往哪里去，然后你刚好就是那个不是很容易跟人家建造关系的人。
And before long, you become a very lonely person.
如果这样子的话，那么搬来搬去，不久之后你就成为那个孤单的人。
Let me take another very simple thing, the television.
在一个简单一点的，比如说是电视。
In many countries, a television is the stable thing that people watches many hours during the day.
不管哪一个国家，我想大部分的人在电视的前面都会看很久。
The television has become a babysitter for many parents.
甚至电视成为父母亲的这种保姆，带孩子的保姆。
You say, well, what does that have to do with loneliness?
那这个跟孤单有什么关系呢？
Because as your children and as your young people and even your older people sit before the television, they lose their ability to create and to communicate.
因为不管是老人家或者是年轻人或者是小孩子，他们如果在电视前坐太久，他们会失去那种创意性，而且呢，会失去了很多讲话的这种机会。
They don't know how to make conversation.
后来就不晓得该怎么对话。
They've lived in partly a dream world as they watch one program after another.
他们就一个节目接一个节目的这样让自己呢陷入在这种不真实的世界里面。
And sometimes for older people, this becomes their life, sitting before the TV, just day after day.
老人家呢，因为没有事做，所以坐在电视前面，成为他们看电视成为他们的整个生命的一个形态。
And、down deep in their heart, they're being eat away with loneliness.
但是他们心里面却被这种孤单所啃食。
You know, actually, loneliness comes when there's change, as I've just showed you.
那刚才我讲过。当你常常改变的时候，你也会孤单。
Let's look at some of the changes that can really bother us.
改变会带来什么样的困难问题呢？
One of them is divorce.
第一个，比如说这种离异，就是离婚。
This can bring about for one of the partners a very loneliness, a lonely feeling. They become very lonely.
离婚可以带来双方或者是对彼此的之一呢，感觉到非常的孤单。
They had their husband or their wife or their family, but now they're gone.
以前呢，曾经有家人，有先生，有太太，有孩子，现在没有了。
They may see them once in a while, but it seems as if something deep inside of them is missing, and there's a hunger deep down, the loneliness that gnaws at them.
即使偶尔看一下，看看他们，但是呢，现在好像里面那些都没有了，都变成空的了，里面非常的孤单。
Sometimes it's the death of a loved one.
有时候是你所爱的人死去。
You know that mother who has just lost a son because he was killed on a motorcycle?
比如说有一个、儿子呢他因为骑摩托车然后就、有意外死掉了。
People try to comfort her, but she just will not be comforted.
那人家要安慰她但是呢她就没有办法受安慰。
And little by little, loneliness seems to take over.
这样子之后慢慢的这个孤单就越来越大。
Another kind of change is when we lose our job.
另外一种改变就是你的工作、你失去的工作。
You see, for some people, work is your identity.
有时候工作是你的一个自尊尊严。
And when you lose your job, it seems like life falls apart.
所以当你失去工作的时候你好像觉得你的生命已经垮掉了。
Then sometimes it's our routine has been changed, our daily living.
有时候我们的日常生活的秩序被打乱了。
You take the one who goes off to college.
比如说、有一个人他去上大学。
And now they find themselves really alone.
那现在是自己一个人去了。
Not able to really reach out and communicate and touch anyone around them.
没有办法跟别人有什么样的关系，没有办法跟人家对话。
Then you take those who have physical handicaps.
然后或许也有人是因为身体的残障。
At times people reject them.
被人家弃绝了。
And they find it very difficult to sort of get into the community around them at work or at home.
所以就很难可以、加入这种处群跟人家在一起。
They can be very, very lonely people.
这样子也是可以成为一个很孤单的人。
Sometimes you may see them on the street selling little things, trying to make a living.
有时候这些残障的人在街上卖一点小东西。
And some of them may be crying deep inside.Because of the loneliness.
心里面却有那种很孤单的一种、呼求。
You see, actually again, our thinking is what makes us.
一样的，我们要再次来看一看到底什么样的想法使我们成为孤单。
Now, actually you have a wrong kind of belief and a wrong kind of thinking when you feel so terribly lonely.
当我们觉得很孤单的时候，通常我们有一种错误的一种观念在里面。
It goes down to a basic root.
也就是我们很深处的根源。
Again, we see it coming up. I must have the love and acceptance of others.
然后这种想法呢，就会浮现出来，就是说呢，我一定需要别人的爱跟被人家接受。
To feel significant.And to fulfill my need to belong.
有人接受我，有人爱我，我才会觉得有意义，我才有归属感。
It's at the center of so many of our emotional problems.
这个是我们情绪的中心问题。
And when you think like this, your whole life depends on your emotions, depends on others.
那这样的话，你的整个情绪就会依赖在别人的身上。
And that's the wrong, because others are going to fail us.
你要记得这种想法是不对的因为如果你依赖人人家会耽误了你。
So you cannot depend on them to find your significance.
所以你不能靠着别人来找自己生命的意义。
Right thinking is, I desire to have meaningful relationship with others.
正确的观念是这样子我渴望跟别人有真正的关系。
And I must learn how to cultivate these relationships.
那我就要学习怎么样来跟这个人的关系、能够促进人的关系。
But I cannot put others at the center of my life.
但是我不能把别人、对我的想法或关系呢当作我生命的一个重点。
I must learn how to move toward them no matter how they respond to me.
那不管他们对我的反应怎么样我一定要向他们靠近。
And how you say, how can you do that?
或许你说你怎么能做得到这样子呢?
By cultivating in your life a relationship with God.
那首先很重要的是你必须要跟神保持一个很亲密的关系。
And as you recognize that he made you and he loves you and that to him you are very important,
如果你真的相信你知道是神造了我们是神造了你然后呢他很爱你的话
Then your life doesn't depend on how others think about you.
所以你的生命的意义不在于别人怎么想你。
So then you are free to draw closer to people in a loving relationship, not built on what they think of you, but on what God thinks of you.
那当你想要跟人建立关系的时候，你就不会在意他们怎么想你，因为你知道神是怎么想你的。
It frees you.
你就很自由了。
It frees you to be able to reach out to other people, and if they don't respond to you, it's not going to be that harmful to you.
你就很自由的、很敞开的去跟人家建立关系，如果对方没有反应的话，也不会伤害到你。
Because you know one that loves you.
因为你知道有一个是爱你的。
But you might say, my life is active and full, why do I still get lonely?
或许你说我的生活当中非常的活跃，然后呢也很充实，怎么还是觉得孤单呢？
Because being active alone is not a cure for loneliness, because it just sort of numbs you and you feel like, well, I don't care.
那基本上你的孤单的感觉不是说你的生活有没有充实，而在于觉得好像别人对你不关怀。
So you see, you have to understand what this pain of loneliness is inside of you.
所以你先要体会到你里面这种孤单的这种痛苦，这种难过。
Okay, now you understand that you feel a deep loneliness inside.
现在或许你已经体察到你是一个心里面孤单的人。
The answer, the true answer is that you find your significance in God.
那最重要最好的答案就是你要在神的里面找到你自己人生的意义。
But then it is you that must begin to build bridges of relationship toward other people.
然后你就要开始建立一个你跟人之间的桥，来跟人家有关系。
You see, there is something that the Word of God said that if you want to have friends, you must be friendly.
有一句话这样说，如果你想要有朋友，你就要很友善。
So now you're not the center of your life.
所以你也不能成为你自己生活的中心。
And one of the first things you have to do to start building this bridge toward people is that you've got to get rid of your bitterness.
那你要跟人家建立一个中间的桥梁的话，你要把自己里面的苦毒拿掉。
You have to stop blaming others for your situation.
不要总是要去责备怪罪人家。
You have to recognize for yourself where your problem is.
你要知道说你的问题你自己是有问题的，问题在哪里。
You don't withdraw in your own little self.
你不要老是把自己关在一个小小的空间里面。
You must begin to understand the pain that others have.
你要去了解到别人他们的问题。
You must begin toinitiate invitations and touching out and reaching people.
你要去接触别人的需要。
You must look for ways to show your love to others.
一定要有一些管道去表现表达你对别人的爱跟关心。
And as you do that, you lose sight of yourself and you begin to fashion yourself into the lives of others.
如果这样子的话，你就慢慢的就比较把自己割开，去想到别人，开始参与别人的生活。
Don't be lonely any longer.
不要再继续的孤单下去了。
Step out and build your bridges.
踏出去，好好的建立跟人之间的桥梁。祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。